Hi everyone. To celebrate the landmark of Sneak Cove having new artwork arriving this week, I want to thank you all by having a special sale on Sneak Cove Premium. For 3 months, you can join our supporters feed for $1.49. That's 70% off the normal price. You'll get access to ad-free listening, music tracks, and dozens of exclusive recordings. All you need to do is go to sneakcove.com/support and sign up. You can set up the feed in 2 taps. It's that easy. The sale is running for 1 week only, and I'm going to be reading out the names of all active supporters on the show next week. So please act quickly. Thank you all, and here is a quick word from our sponsors. Hello and welcome to Sleep Cove with Christopher Fitton, the place to come for a great night's sleep. Please listen to this recording in a place where you can safely go to sleep. Hi everyone, and I hope everyone is having a great week. I've had a few requests to do a recording about loneliness. I heard from a few people from my Patreon group, from my Facebook group, and I got a message from Johnny on Instagram. All these people wanted help with loneliness. There's 2 parts of loneliness that are addressed in this recording. One part of loneliness that we look into is when we have that negative internal voice, where we think we are not good enough or compare ourselves to others. And I speak to you in this recording about loving yourself and being good enough. We are sometimes all experiencing time on our own, and this does not need to be negative, or you do not need that critical internal voice making things worse. And I look to address this and make you feel good about yourself. Another part you'll hear is how to feel more confident when meeting new people, and that if you want to, you can take the small steps to make friends with people or to be warm with new people and to get over any fears you may have about this. So this recording looks at loneliness at different angles, and I'll hope it helps you in your journey to experience more happiness and less loneliness in your life. So please give it a go and let me know what you think. And let's begin. Welcome. You are here because you want to overcome your loneliness. And I am here to help you. We will begin by going into a state of deep relaxation. And please close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And hold for a moment and then exhale slowly. And repeat this a couple of times until you feel more relaxed. And let's focus on the breath. As you inhale deeply, and as you do so, imagine that you are breathing in peace and calm. And as you exhale, release any tension or stress that you may be feeling. Let's repeat this several times, each time visualizing yourself becoming more and more relaxed. As you take a deep breath in and then let it out slowly. And again, inhaling deeply and exhale slowly, allowing your body to relax, your mind to be quiet. Now simply focus on your breath. Inhale and exhale. Pay attention to the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and out. And with each breath, let go of any tension or stress you may be feeling. Allow yourself to completely relax and simply be in the moment. And now begin to focus on the positive aspects of yourself. Remember all the things that make you unique and special. And remind yourself that you are enough just as you are. And allow yourself to feel loved and supported by others. Now I would like you to imagine a peaceful and calming place. Imagine yourself that you are on a beach and that it is the perfect temperature for you. The beach is set within a cove and you've got all the privacy you want. And you see the waves gently lap on the shore and you take a little walk, imagining the sounds of the waves and seeing the birds fly way up high. As the beach curves round, you come up to a little cave set in the wall, which has been here for thousands of years. And you step inside the cave, and you just go a few feet in, where the beautiful beach and sea is framed within the cave in the dark silhouette. And you look up at the cave ceiling and you notice beautiful colours are dancing within the rocks. It gives you a sense of calm and relaxation as the colours swirl beautifully around the ceiling. You believe that you are in the healing cave, the color cave of the cove, and the colors are healing colors, and you accept them into your body as your favorite color moves into your body and your head. And because it is a soothing colour, it relaxes all the muscles around your eyes and in your face. The little muscles around your eyes relax, so your eyelids are just soft and gently covering your eyes. Any lines in your forehead detense as the soothing colour feeling moves down into your jaw. You can open it if it is tense at all, as the colour soothes your face completely. It then moves down into your neck and shoulders, soothing and de-stressing any muscles, through your arms and back, up and down again, and down into your back, relaxing any joints, any vertebrae that are giving you pain. Just relax and detense, and this wonderful feeling moves within you, the healing color, as you visualize this color moving up and down your back. It's like a healing, relaxing colour, and it moves back up into your neck, feeling like a lovely massage, and then it moves down your chest into your stomach. When it is around the breathing part of your diaphragm, your breathing relaxes to complete calm, and you feel calm and serene. As the colour moves up into your arms and back and down, and you feel so relaxed throughout your body, And when your arms are fully relaxed, the cuddler soothes and heals all the muscles down your torso into your pelvis, relaxing and soothing, and then into your legs, relaxing the muscles up and down. Your weary muscles feel amazing as your thighs detense and soothe, and the cuddler feeling you are imagining moves down to your thighs and your feet, with all joints becoming relaxed and pain-free as much as they can be, all the way down to the tips of your toes. This night, which is your favorite color, has soothed you and energized you, making you feel supple, relaxed, and detense. And it's a wonderful feeling standing in the Cuddler Cove. The Cuddler Cove of relaxation on this beautiful beach. And I want you to take 30 seconds to just take it all in, as you wander in your mind's eye in this peaceful place, as you bathe in the light, feeling your loneliness melting away, feeling calm and at peace. Yourself surrounded by people who love and care about you. They are here to support you and make you feel loved. And in these moments, you really feel the love and support of these people. As you take a deep breath in and then let it out slowly, as you do so, imagine that you are taking all the peace, love, and calm from this visualization with you. You can take another breath in, and as you do so, you can imagine that you are taking in all the love and support of these people. As you exhale, you release any remaining loneliness or stress that you may be feeling. And as you breathe in and out, with each breath you feel relaxed more, and maybe you allow your mind to wander and focus on the feeling of being loved. Not necessarily in a romantic sense, but in the sense of being accepted for the person you are. You let go of any negative thoughts about yourself. If there are any voices in your head telling you that you are not good enough, just let them go. Like words in the breeze, they are not worth your time or energy. Instead of negativity, focus on the positive. Think about all other things that make you special and unique. Remember that there is nobody in the world quite like you. And that is a good thing. Allow yourself to feel confident and secure in your own skin. visualize a protective bubble surrounding you that shields you from all negativity. You focus on the positive aspects of yourself and remember all of the things that make you unique and special. And you remind yourself that you are enough just as you are. And allow yourself to feel loved and supported by others. And you visualize yourself surrounded by people who care about you and want the best for you. You allow yourself to feel the love and connection that comes from those relationships. When we are internally analyzing ourselves, it is okay to go at your own pace. You are good as you are. And you don't want to try to compare yourself to other people, because you may have friends who value you, and you don't want negative thoughts to creep in. When you do feel lonely, even when there are others around, you may still feel that you are on your own, and it seems like no one really understands how you feel. But soon all of that is going to change. You're going to find yourself speaking easier with the people you meet. You may even make new friends. And they will like you for the amazing person that you are. You are enough as you are. You have made the decision to like yourself and be comfortable with yourself, and you don't need to compare yourself to other people. It doesn't matter what you were doing today or in the past that has affected your loneliness. What matters is now and the future that is going to be coming. The future where you are worthy of love and belonging, where you are enough. If you want to be, for example, more social, you may take some small changes so you interact with more people in your environment, to meet people, so you're not so lonely. If you do this, it will happen because you're making it happen and you're making those steps for you. Regardless of any extra effort that is needed, you are determined to take control of your life, and nothing and no one will stand in your way. You have decided that you really want to feel connected with others, to be part of people's lives in some small or important way, and that you are comfortable on your own when you are spending your time with yourself, because that's what it is spending time with yourself, and that doesn't need to be a negative thing. You will start to feel better as you take small actions to change the way you interact with others and the way you perceive these interactions. You will make changes as you want to make changes. You say to yourself that you are determined to take control of your life, and that you know that by making these small changes, you can make big differences. So you meditate on this loneliness thinking and you realize that nothing is going to stop you. Nothing is going to stop you feeling better. And if you want to, you can go and feel connected to others and be part of their lives in some small or important way. And if you want to, you can put in the extra effort to make it happen. Say to yourself that I am going to focus on relaxing and letting go of any negative thoughts or feelings I have about myself. I am going to remember that I am loved and that I am enough. I'm going to visualize myself surrounded by positive, caring people who support and care about me. And I'm going to allow myself to feel the love and connection that comes from those relationships. People who are lonely sometimes have a critical voice that tells them that they are not enough, for example. But now, your internal voice is only going to be positive because you accept that your situation does not need to give you negative thoughts. But you can take actions if you want to. If you want to go out and make new friends or relationships, you can do. And if you want to stay by yourself and enjoy your own company, you can do as well. As long as you are making decisions that you want to make, you can be positive about yourself. And if there are decisions or places you would not like to be, you don't need your inner critical negative voice to tell you any negativity. You'll just hear positivity and suggestions about feeling better or making the changes you want to make, or feeling happy in your own skin or company. You know that the negativity that you have in your voice is in the past now, and you are ready to succeed in the future. And you believe that you deserve to succeed, and you define this success as well of what you want to achieve on your own terms. And by listening to this recording, to listening to my voice, you think it's important that you want to reduce the loneliness in your life. And if you need a little help to take action, you can do that. You can reach out to others. It can be difficult to break out of a cycle of your own thoughts and open up to others. But if you want to, it's worth it to experience the companionship and respect that come from healthy relationships. Humans are social creatures by nature, and we all deserve the right to companionship or friendship. And you will make this happen if you want to make this happen. If you are feeling lonely, don't miss out on the opportunity to connect with others. Instead, reach out and start building the relationships that will enrich your life, and you do this on your own terms. Loneliness can come from many different places. It can come from losing somebody we care for, or it might be a symptom of depression or anxiety. But often it can come from a lack of self-confidence or feeling like we're not good enough. But I want you to know that you are good enough because you are you. and that is all that matters. There are introverts and extroverts in this world, and sometimes it may be the introverts who perhaps feel more lonely than others, but sometimes it is the extroverts as well. We are all different, and if we were all the same, it would be pretty boring. No matter which group you feel like you fit into, you are not going to alter the core of who you are. You can always be yourself. You can help yourself by accepting love and appreciate yourself in a healthy and normal way. And you accept this, you know this, and you love yourself. There are plenty of people who feel lonely, and this is often part of the human condition and can be part of many people's lives and at different points of their lives. But remember, this is just a moment, and just by listening to my voice tonight and taking the decision to listen to me, you are taking steps to change this. Remember, you are not alone in this thinking. The human condition of feeling lonely can affect everybody. You are loved and you are enough. You may see it as that we are all actors on the stage of life, but we can never really fully appreciate or understand what others truly feel. And we realize that this can help us, and we can be kinder to ourselves and others than letting in perhaps negative thoughts of how you think others perceive you. The great news is that we all control our own lives, and we can choose how to react to the world around us. You could say that we are the directors or actors or writers of our own story, and the rest of the world is the supporting cast. Some people feel they need to take a more important role in order to be happy, but everyone has their own part to play in life. And you can see yourself as the leading character in your own story. Life is always happening for you and not to you, and you take control of your narrative and rewrite the story however you want. And you choose to love living and life. This new role you take demonstrates your worth and reveals that you have a lot to offer and to be respected. Technology has made the world smaller and more accessible. Just look what you have done today. You have chosen to listen to this recording to help you. Isn't that wonderful? You begin to feel that you are making a difference to other people's lives, just if you are reaching out with a smile, a kind word, or a gesture. You are slowly planting seeds of hope and love out there into the universe, into society, into people. You are making a difference, no matter how big or small. And you have a positive mindset, and you're positive and friendly when you meet new people. If you are around people you know or meeting them for the first time, you present yourself how you want to be presented. you do what is appropriate for you. But you want to welcome people and make them feel at ease, just the way you would want other people to treat you. And as you push that philosophy out, you feel calmer and more at peace. This makes other people naturally warm to you. They want to get to know you better, and the only way you can let them know you better is to open your heart to love. You share things about yourself and your life, your feelings, your interests, just life in general. And you hear what other people have to say as well. You love and accept yourself completely. And you also love and accept other people. You appreciate all that others have to offer. And you know that everyone has something special to share with the world. You are open-minded and tolerant, and you always seek to understand others. You are a kind and compassionate person, and you know that we are all connected. We can all be as one. And this begins a cycle of sharing and caring. This is a time to give and to take, and to feel connected with others. In your mind's eye, you imagine meeting new people, and maybe how difficult this could be. But you meet them and are open and participate in the conversation. You build rapport with common interests, and you are interested in people, and they are interested in you. And if people drift away, it's okay, because there are nearly 7 billion or so people in the world. And it doesn't matter if we drift away from someone that we've just met, because there are more people out there who you can be compatible with in friendship and relationships. You also know that it is fine to be on your own when you are on your own, and you accept that your own company can be enough. When you are on your own, you are confident and you do not worry. You can go at your own pace. You are caring, and that caring is felt by others. You make a difference in this world simply by being you. And that is amazing to hear. It's an amazing thing. You are unique, and nobody is like you. And the world needs you. You know that you have a lot to contribute, and you are comfortable in your own skin. You know that you have a lot to contribute, and you are comfortable in your own skin. And you no longer feel isolated and lonely, because you can reach out in the real world or even online to people. And people want to hear from you, as your communications with others begins to grow. You discover new opportunities opening up for you. And all it takes is a little bit of caring and a little bit of effort. But you can do it. You don't need to worry about it. This feeling of belonging just seems to grow and rise within you. And you are more confident and at ease with people around you. You may make new friends and feel connected to other people. your self-confidence, believing in yourself, grows and grows. When you are on your own, you like your own company, and you excel at being on your own. We are all on our own at some point in our lives, and you can make the decision on whenever you want to be with people, on certain days or be on your own. But any negative thoughts in your head go, as you are comfortable in your own company or with other people, and you love this, and you picture yourself in the future making the right decisions for you and being comfortable in your own company or with other people. It can be right for you, whatever happens. If you're feeling lonely, it's important to remember that you are not on your own, and that you are loved and you are enough. And I want you to take some time to relax even more, to breathe deeply and meditate on these positive affirmations and repeat them to yourself until you believe them. I am deserving of love. I am an interesting person. I am enough. I am worthy of love and companionship. I deserve to be happy. I am strong. I can overcome this feeling of loneliness. I am surrounded by love. I am grateful for the love in my life, and I open myself to new relationships and new possibilities. I release all feelings of loneliness and isolation. I am connected to others. We are all one. I am loved. I am enough. I am doing all the right things. I am worthy of love and companionship. I deserve to be happy. I am strong. I can overcome this feeling of loneliness. I am surrounded by love. I am grateful. And I can open myself for these new relationships. And I release any and all feelings of isolation and loneliness. We are all one, and I am doing the right things. I deserve to be happy. I am loved. And I am enough.